Hello, Scorpio friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Scorpio January 2023 astrology horoscope forecast. This is for you if Scorpio is your rising sign, your sun sign, your moon sign, or any other placement of Scorpio that you are watching for. And if you're a very late degree friend, so November 15th birthday through the rest of the sign, or 23 degree Scorpio placement through the rest of the sign, I suggest you listen to both the Scorpio report and my Sagittarius report, as you late degree friends will find pieces for you in both. The theme of this month is Rise, Phoenix, Rise. If you've been following the sequence of reports over the last few months, you know that it has been a very intense time astrologically, because the Scorpio Taurus eclipse cycle has been targeting you, and you have been having all manner of fate and karma and mega money and just a lot going on. And now we're going to move into the Rise, Phoenix, Rise, sort of the aftermath of all of this intensity, what we're stepping into in the new year. Happy New Year. We're starting this new year out really feeling truly like a new year, especially as the month progresses. You might be really, even into December and into the beginning of January, feeling this wrap up of karma from that eclipse cycle and all of that intensity. But because we're still starting out the month with Mars retrograde in January, and Mercury retrograde, days won't go direct until later in the month. It will take a little bit of time into the month before things really start waking up and feeling fresh and new, but you will very likely feel like you are rising from the ashes, that you've gone through so much, that you've burned off just, you know, ancestries of karma and just massive amounts of, gosh, you've been through a lot. So let's look at what is manifesting here. So look at the chart here. The first thing that's very important to note is that we have a lot of energy in Capricorn, okay? So this, coupled with you kind of just coming out of all of this storm, means this is a time to really stabilize your finances, your money consciousness, and also look for ways that you can use your self-expression to build your financial picture. Many Scorpios I know are super creative and have a massive amount of very, very deep knowledge to share. And this is a time when you're figuring out how you can link your expression with your income in wonderful ways, okay? Because you're figuring out what things have been deep within you that want to come out, getting more clear about your higher visions and the things you really want to do. All the time, when we have eclipses, which is, you know, we just went through the eclipse cycle of the Scorpio Taurus, activating your relationships, your finances, your merged money, your me-we sector, as I like to call it. You're really trying to find the me in the we, and then going deeper into the we. So this has been a long-term storyline. We're not done yet. We still have another year of two Scorpio eclipse cycles in 2023 to kind of finalize, you know, the picture of what's going on here. Some things are in process, but either way, what we're talking about is clearing karma, stepping into your dharma, your areas of highest expression this lifetime, looking for the ways that you need to set boundaries, and looking for the ways you need to merge deeper. And a lot of this is going to give you the courage to express your worth and to get paid for that. We have a lot of energies waking up. In November, when I'm recording this, I always like to put these out early, we had Jupiter wake up. And this energy is really pushing strong now in January, and you'll feel very strongly between now and into May, this push to, again, sixth house is your work, is your industry, is your employment. For those of you who are not in the employment game or don't want to be, there are many other sixth house representations that can be sped up by Jupiter here. And even for those of you who are in the game of work and, you know, having to make money and those kind of things, these energies can also be accentuated for you. So they are pets, your daily routine, your organization, what you surround yourself by, seeing the difference between the things you surround yourself by and the like kind of life you want to have. And so this energy, this expansion that wants to happen for you, a lot of it is also centered around your health and your health practices. Okay, so this is a really good time for New Year's resolutions, but I'm going to suggest that you get a little more clarity as the month develops. Let's talk about this crescendo here, because this is one of the most important things to know about this time. As I alluded to before, January 12th is this big turning point from September, when Mars went into the shadow period before the retrograde in October. Mars was retrograde, then we had Mercury retrograde. Jupiter had been retrograde and went direct in November. We were very much going inward and backward, being the earthworm, going back and forth. You know, that's supposed to be an earthworm. Sorry about that. We can do a little better job here. Okay, so going through the soil, making it more and more fertile. That's what earthworms do to our compost. And they basically make the soil ready for new growth. And that's what we've been doing since September. We've been working internally. We've been trying things on. We've been working in beta. We've been getting clear about things. And Mars is one of your rulers. So this is a very big time of waking things up. So you'll start to see more clarity, more direction, more oomph, more ambition. Sometimes people get lazy or confused since Mars has been in Gemini. There's been a lot of confusion, vacillation. Do I do this? Do I do this? Do I do this? Do I do this? So the energies are starting to wake up now, and we can take a more active role outwardly in our destiny. And in fact, all of these energies are opening up into what is the best launch period of the whole year. Okay, so January 12th, Mars goes direct. January 18th, Mercury goes direct. February 7th, the Mercury shadow period after it had been direct clears. March 16th, the Mars shadow period clears. So every day that we leave January 12th, things are speeding, things are growing. And that's why I have this kind of crescendo here, things getting bigger, because you'll notice that with every day that passes through January, those things that you have to do to make those decisions, those launches, that, you know, the agreements, that all of that stuff is going to be easier and have more oomph as the month progresses and even as we get into February. But I really like February, March, and the first week of April for the big launches, the big decisions. Here's my little review. So basically what we've been working with from September into January here has been work as usual, low stakes projects, work in the backdrop. And you'll see these things getting wrapped up as January progresses. Reflections and self-development, dealing with anger and resentment, gallbladder, liver, neurological things, stepping out of the victim mentality, avoiding reckless behaviors through voice and deed, rest, vacations, staycations, enjoying the fruits of past labor, clearing up unfinished business, therapy, inner work. Now, as this time progresses, as January gets later, and then as we get into this February and March open period, we're looking at the major launches, your big time things you want to show the world, anything that requires extra energy, ambition, initiative, or follow through for yourself or from others, because Mars retrograde can make other people not show up as well. Purchase of metal products. This is a strange representation of Mars retrograde. Surgeries, haircuts, tattoos, legal proceedings. Mars retrograde has historically not been the best time to file proceedings against somebody. So the more, you know, basically any act of aggression in Mars retrograde boomerangs back. So now as we're clearing out of that energy, all of these things with this oomph, this forward motion, you know, trying to make things happen, we're getting into that window where it's more energetically sound to do that. And by the way, you can see I've done this little write-up here for the energies between now and April 7th. If you want a sneak peek at all of 2023, the open windows, the retrogrades, the Venus retrograde that's going to come, all of those flows to look at your open windows to when you're going to be more in the retrograde and more in the direct, go to AnnieBAstrology.com, Annie, the letter B, astrology.com, and sign up for my exclusive content portal where I have a very in-depth look at the open periods and the flow of the astrological tides of all of 2023. If you don't want to wait until the month to month, you can get a sneak peek there. Okay, so as I said, Mars direct is going to wake things up. Now that can be in any area of life, but since it's in the sign of Gemini, writing, contracts, things with relatives, driving vehicles, devices. And for Scorpio, this is in the house of Scorpio. So close relationships, things you've been working on in the backdrop, money things, inheritances, you know, taxes, any of those things, all are going to start speeding up and becoming very much front and center. Mercury is waking up along with all these other things in the third house that we talked about here. And that's going to start moving forward as well as these planets. So if you have to focus on something, if you need discipline, like for taxes and things like that, the earlier part of the month may be better, because once the planets get into Aquarius as the month goes on, things are going to be a little bit more scattered as far as, you know, the energetics. And all of these energies in Capricorn make a nice angle for you all, your Scorpio placement. So this is just very much in harmony. The planets are speaking your language, and there's a little bit of an easier flow there. Now, back to this whole thing with these, you know, Mercury and Mars and the personal planets being direct in this open period. It's not just the personal planets. It's actually all of the outer planets. So from the middle of January through the middle of June, once Uranus goes direct in January around the 22nd, we're going to have so much cooperation from the stars for forward movement. It's insane because Uranus, Pluto, even Chiron, it's an asteroid, Neptune, Jupiter, Pluto, Saturn, all of them are going to be going direct. And it's very rare that that happens. So we're going to be in this window of epic moving forward, more than we can actually really imagine, which is very good and very nice and very helpful, like I said, because we do have a bit of a retrograde year this year too, because of the addition of Venus retrograde, which will happen towards the summer, or winter for you all down under. We'll talk about that as it gets closer. The domination of the Capricorn energies are really going to have you asking, what discipline do you need to create? What steps do you need to take to make your big dreams a reality? You know, where do you have to put your money where your mouth is, more or less? And, you know, do the effort, take the steps to make the things that you want to manifest actually happen. And now you've got the stars aligning to do that and this good Capricorn energy to do it. As the month goes on and the energies get more into Aquarius, this is really going to light up home and family in a very big way, housing and those kind of things. So you'll notice that shift, and those energies create a square. So they're pressure points. So your family may need something, or it may just be that there's a lot going on in the family, which has kind of been probably happening for many months because of this whole eclipse storyline and all this energy in the seventh and eighth house. But there's going to be new refreshed energy of, you know, home, family, housing, real estate, working from home sort of topics happening. And if you're a person who's been working from home and now they're trying to make you come back, you might be deciding you want to stay working from home, and you can use all this Capricorn energy and then the Aquarius energy to help you make that happen. Besides all of this Cap energy, we do have a lot of Taurus energy also, and in the sky, these are making a trine, and that's happening for everyone in the zodiac sign, but because Earth planets make a nice aspect for Scorpio placements, you'll get even extra kisses. If you want a detailed look at what all the trines are, what you can expect from them delivered into your inbox 1 month early, you can go to anniehelpsyou.com and sign up for my free email newsletter, and I do actually give you a written write-up of that. So if you think certain things go kind of fast in the video and you want to see some things written, I do have quite a lot of writing and links to blogs I've created to help you make the most of the energies in the month. It is very exciting that in January we do have a good bit more sweet aspects compared to salty ones. I always like to talk about that sweet and salty ratio to kind of give us a flavor of the month, and we are free from the heat of the eclipse season. So, you know, December we started to get out of it. January and February were really kind of like getting a breather before March, April into May, we kind of get back into it again. So especially for Scorpios, this is a time where it's just like integration, you know, more information can come in, but it's just definitely more chill than what we've been going through, what you've been going through especially. Okay, so two dates I want to point out here. One is January 6th and the days before and after that, we've got a full moon in fellow water sign in Cancer at 16 degrees. Full moons tend to bring fullness, completion, fruition, things into light, sometimes drama for better or worse. And remember, when it's a full moon in a water sign, it increases the odds of high emotion for better or worse, or water where it shouldn't be. Okay, so there's a lot of intensity there. But this is also, you know, a trine for you guys. So most favorable aspect in astrology, the full moon will be at 16 degrees there. And so this can bring writing, publishing, teaching, international things all to fruition. Something important on those topics, education, travel, languages, etc., coming up in a big way. All of you can get the kisses from that beautiful aspect. But those of you, okay, so it's at 16 degrees, so we'll do 11 degrees through 21 degrees, so that's going to equate to So those of you between November 1st and November 11th get even more of a chance for kisses from there, from that aspect. And the closer you are to November 6th, the more tightly that is connected to you and your personal experience. But don't worry, everybody has a chance for kisses from that placement. And then we've got on the days around January 21st. I always say around because, you know, different time zones, it can show up on a different day. But we've got the new moon at 1 degree of Aquarius. So we talked about all of this Aquarius energy moving in to highlight home for you. Home, family, housing, your inner world, even ancestry. So you've also got this new moon. So if you want to plant seeds around more family harmony or perfect housing or anything on those topics, you've got the energy of that new moon to support those new beginnings. If you resonate with how I teach and you want to learn astrology, go to beastropro.com, beastropro.com, and see my Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery course. I can take you from ground level or whatever level you're at to earning money as an astrologer in a very short amount of time. That is my area of expertise. So go to beastropro.com. If you want to see my other astrology course, my beginner course, or some free courses on how to unleash your money magnet and wellness, go to loomlife.com, loomelife.com. At Annie, the letter B, astrology, so anniebastrology.com, you can see my exclusive content portal. And you can see my 2023 Astrological Tides guide that you can make all your planning for 2023 with this guide, with all the open windows free from personal planet retrogrades and so much more. If you think I am excessive with all of the free offerings I give you every month, then you should see what I put in that portal. Do-it-yourself things for learning how to read your natal chart, etc. So go to anniebastrology.com and see my exclusive content portal. If you want a list of free things, all my blog sites, all the other things that I do, my 28-day virtual coaching program, accessing that, go to anniehelpsyou.com and see all the free goodies I have for you. And if you like books, put my name, Annie Botticelli, on Amazon. You'll find my three books there and also my podcast, which is syndicated, which you may be listening to right now, or you might be watching the YouTube version of it, but you'll find my Astro Kisses podcast on Amazon as well. I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you next month. Bye.